would be preferable to have two big adam and put one on Mika Mitzvah, and then in order to achieve the land is added from the Alitana's Kotan and the Yotavi.
Why didn't you tell us Kotan? Did you tell us Kotan? Well, what are you asking about Inyanim? Don't ask me about Inyanim. There are a lot of Inyanim. There is the Rav Scheinberg, Rav Inchus Scheinberg, he used to wear many talis and katanim, maybe 100. I'm not sure whether he held each one as a separate mitzvah, or they were made differently according to different shitas. I'm not sure exactly why. But evidently, there's an Indian in doing that. So if you ask me, is there an Indian in doing that? I would say yes. If they ask me, should you do it? I would say no. So the so that's not a good question if there's an Indian in to do something.
Should one do that?
No. Should one get tzitzis with the tcheles to sell that nowadays or not? Why? Okay, so we'll end with this question, but I'll say the following. I don't believe that this snail, which they get the tcheles from, is the snail which is really tcheles. The reason why I don't believe it is because it's based on a Gemara. The Gemara says, Hatzad chilazayin v'hapaitzai, if someone catches a chilazayin, which is the fish or a living being from which the tcheles comes, he catches it and he squeezes out to get the tcheles out. So it's a machlokes in the Gemara, what is chayv achas or chayv shtayim? I think Rav Yehuda and the Chacham. One says it's chayv shtayim, one for tzeda, and the other one for netius neshama, because when you squeeze the color juice, that's like his blood, and you kill it. And the other man Dhamma says it's chayv for tzeda, but he's not chayv for killing it, because he's not mechamen to kill it. He doesn't want to kill it. He wants it to, if it lives, he's happy with it. He just wants to get the color out. So therefore, he's only chayv for tzeda.
It's not obsecration?
Okay, so evidently it's not obsecration or whatever. So that's not the issue. The issue is like this. My question is, the Gemara says that what happens if you chase a dog into a room, and then you close the door? Is it considered tzeda or not? Because now it's in a room, and let's say the room is 10 feet by 15 feet, which is the average size room, and you try to grab the dog, he's going to run away. So is it considered nitzud or not? So the one says, Kolecha d'makle b'schia achas. If you run after it and you can catch it, so then it is considered tzeda. But if you can't catch it, like you chase a fly into a room, so you may take another few hours until you can actually catch the fly, because the fly is going to fly around. It sees you coming, it flies away. So it's not considered a court. So it has to be in such a confinement that you can actually get it by just reaching out and getting it. So I think that a snail, there's no din tzeda on a snail. Because wherever the snail is, you can just reach out and get it. Snails run away at a snail's pace. So,
pun?
Even as the water, they don't run around in the water. It's a snail and it can't run. So it's nitzud v'aymed, and therefore there's no issur tzeda on it.
We have the water that moves it around.
Well, they don't float around in the water. They're on the bottom of the water. And they and you can just take get them. So therefore, I don't believe that this is the tcheles. That's my personal shita. But I think, as far as I know, that the Gedolei Yisrael Rabbi Yashiv did not wear that chelis. Rav Chaim Kanievsky doesn't wear that chelis. Rav Shevet Alevi, Rav Osner didn't wear that chelis. All of the Yisrael didn't wear it. So, for whatever reason they had. So if they don't wear it, I said, when Rav Yashiv will wear it, I'll wear it. Clean that. So the that's one issue. The second question is, well, let's wear it. What do we lose by wearing it? Maybe it is chelis. Maybe I'm wrong. So I feel that there's a downside to wearing it. Besides the fact that if it's not chelis, Ramo says that they should be white. But the should be the same color as the beged, because it's the positive smashma, it should be part of the beged, and it's considered more part of the beged if it's the same color as the beged. But there's another issue over here. Chazal say that kilas talmid chacham afilu al tnai hiba, that if someone talmid chacham says, give someone a curse of someone, even though that he said that he curses him if what he says is not true, but if it is true, he's not cursing him. Even I'll deny, even if it is true, and then the curse, he said, I'm only cursing you, it's not true what you're saying. So then it could come anyway. Because I'll say, that what's the pshat in the pasuk at the end of Kriyishma, the end of Kriyishma and the Pashas of Tzitzis, where it says at the end, "Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Shatzeis Yaschem Yasud Sarang Yaschem Elokim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem." What? How does that get into the Pasha of Tzitzis? As far as the Rosh Tzitzis are coming from the end, or some Nosam Tzitzis are coming from Sulcheles, or Echem Tzitzis, Rizmasai, and all this, and the end says, "Ani Hashem Elokeichem." So Rashi brings the Chumash. The Rambam says, "Ani, I'm the one who took out Mitzrayim, and I was made this division between Tibush al Bachar and Tibush Ein Bachar. I knew who was a Bachar and who was not a Bachar. Ani, so I know what youth, what a regular person can't know." Ani Asli Para, I'm going to take, I'm going to punish the Misha Taylor Klai Ilam Babigdai, who uses blue green coloring, and he puts it on his beggar for Tchelis. I'm a Tchelis, and he says it's Tchelis. Because basically, not only is he fooling the public that he's wearing tchelis, he's also fooling himself and trying to fool the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'm going to punish him. So the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I know whether tchelis is real tchelis or not. And if you're trying to fool the public, so then, and I'm going to, and he asked the para, I'm going to give him a punishment. So, over here, the people wear the tchelis, they're not trying to fool anyone into... Well, why would a person do that? Well, tchelis is expensive. And this color you get from a tree is not expensive. So a person who wants to save money, so he's going to do this and try to fool himself and the Baruch Shalom. I know who wants to fool. So Baruch Shalom said, I'm not going to be fooled, and I'm going to give him a I'm going to give him a promise. I'm going to give him trouble. So this is the Chazal, say this on this pasuk. So... what happens? So if you say that kilas talmid chacham afilu al tnai hiba, so that means that even though that over here he doesn't have any, he's not trying to fool people that it's tchelis, it's not tchelis, he's just chashish, maybe it is tchelis, and himself he wants to wear it. So he says, but if afilu al tnai hiba, even though that really it is, he has good intention, but who knows if this, if it's not tchelis really, if he's going to get a punishment for it. So therefore, I say that it's not a, it's not a, a good thing to wear it, and probably that's why none of them don't wear it. They don't want to get involved in this kind of a situation. Okay.